Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED. It's like rain.
Senators in town tomorrow night. We're going to drop the puck here at Rogers Place. Expected game time, 8 o'clock. Half full as per the ongoing challenges that are occurring everywhere. That's Alanis Morissette, Ottawa-born megastar back in the 1990s. Still a significant talent. Don't think there's any question on that front. This is Oilers Now. We got a lot to get to. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's show, some comments from Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, along with Zach Hyman. The Oilers back on the ice today. The Ottawa Senators were over at the downtown community arena as well, so both teams basically practicing at the same time. Sportsnet spec, Mark Spector for the horses, and Horse Racing Alberta will join us at 12:35. Elliot Friedman has had some interesting comments over the last couple of weeks about the necessity for Edmonton to make the playoffs. We're going to get him to clarify those comments. For NHL Hockey on Rogers, Elliot Friedman today for Mid-City Construction at 105. And the general manager of the Ottawa Senators is Pierre Dorion, and he will join us today at 135. The Sens, by the way, took it to the Calgary Flames. They won there last night 4-1. The Flames 2-7-1 in their last 10 games, and they've struggled a bit coming out of a major run on COVID that went through their team. Something similar, obviously, with Edmonton. The Oilers have 20 players that have gone through, and currently only six players haven't gone through COVID protocol, including Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, Colton Sevier, Chris Russell, Mikko Koskinen, and Mike Smith. All of those players, with the exception of Mike Smith, we're on the ice today. Stuart Skinner recalled yesterday. That's our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Stuart Skinner was in the starter's net today at Oilers practice that dropped the puck today at 11 o'clock. We'll do a full Oilers lineup report right here, right now, for Craig Hummel at Remax Excellence. Find your dream home. Sell your old home. Sold today. Edmonton.ca. And here it is. This is what Edmonton rolled with today. Connor McDavid centering, Leon Draisaitl, and Zach Cassian. Remember, the Oilers play the Sens tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and then don't play again till Thursday. Ryan McLeod was between Zach Hyman and Jesse Puljujärvi. Derek Ryan with Colton Sevier and Kyler Yamamoto. Perlini and Shore. The Oilers only had 11 healthy forwards on the ice today. Duncan Keith and CeCe have played a lot together. Nurse saw some shifts with CeCe today. So did Keith. Nurse was also with Bouchard and with Barry, and we saw Lagesson and Bouchard together. Chris Russell skated. He still technically is on IR. The Oilers had three goaltenders on the ice. Skinner, Koskinen, and Konovalov came off COVID protocol like Evan Bouchard. So interesting that Warren Fogle has not come out of COVID protocol yet. He went on roughly at the same time that Evan Bouchard and Slater Cuckoo did. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. Yeah, it's interesting time. You know, I've mentioned this before. I love college football, and the passion for the Southeastern Conference is similar to the passion for hockey in Canada. right? Like it's like that, and it's crazy. And you guys bring it on a daily basis, and you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Of course, you can reach us at the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The slot machines at the River Cree are now open 24-7. More chances to play, more chances of winning, nonstop excitement on the biggest gaming floor in Western Canada, plus daily dining specials at more than their 10 great restaurants and bars. For more information, head to therivercreeresort.com. I mentioned the passion in Canada, and I had somebody send me a text saying, Stoff, you know, SEC football, it's like NHL hockey in Canada. The difference is NHL teams in Canada get results like the Pac-12. I was like, interesting. Because there's some similar politics to the left coast and maybe what goes on in Canada. And so that was an interesting kind. And I got to tell you, I'm going to talk about this during today's show. Like, we're in a situation where American buildings are open. Many of you would say that's wrong. They're doing it the wrong way. And others would say, hey, we got to get back to you know, we've got 85% of the adult population in this country fully vaccinated. We're able to withstand some of the challenges with the variants. And we got to get back to having full buildings and get back to various different industries being, you know, because it's especially the private sector in particular has been crushed as a result of some of the shutdowns, which some people might think have a little bit of a totalitarian twinge to it. And others might say it's completely justified. And that's the range. But I've had a couple of people in the last couple of days suggest to me it's going to become increasingly hard for Canadian teams to win. And I'm like, well, it's already been increasingly hard. We haven't had a Stanley Cup champion out of Canada since 1990. Not an excuse. Is it a reality? Interesting. We'll maybe dwell into that topic a bit. But we're obviously, Bill Daly was on with Reed Wilkins the other night and said the schedule's going to get the Oilers are going to could play upwards of eight or nine games between February 7th and roughly the February 21st to 22nd, the makeup time where the Olympics were supposed to be. They're playing those games, whether or not there's half fans or not in Edmonton. Or no fans are not in places like Montreal. And you heard George LaRocque on yesterday's show talking about how Alberta was a better experience for him given the complete lockdown that's occurring in the province of Quebec right now. And so this is, I wonder about players in Montreal. That team's a bad team. They've had the heart of their team ripped out due to injury for Carey Price and Shea Weber and some other injured players. They've had a COVID run. Will you see players decide they want to leave? I don't know. I'll have to wait and see on that front. But interesting times, to say the least. My hope is the hope that many of you probably have, that within the next 6 months, we focus on looking after the elderly and the people that are maybe challenged the most physically, and then we learn that we're going to have to live with things. Because I think that's the direction we're headed. That's just one man's personal perception, but I think it's inevitable that we're going to have to get on with things, which is sort of what Boris Johnson said in the UK over the course of the last week. And others of you would say, Boris Johnson's an idiot, Stoffer, you're an idiot, and we have to keep locking things down. All right, let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault, brought to you by Direct Workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like a family. Dave Tippett was asked yesterday at not having a full team for practice.
Well, we had a couple optional days, and then we had 2 days where we had three lines, you know, kind of minimum. Tomorrow we're hoping to maybe have a couple extra bodies, so it's a fine line. We've got some guys that have been skating for 5 days straight, another guy that hasn't skated for 5 days, so you're trying to find that balance. You know, we're talking about some of our structure stuff. We'll do a little more of that tomorrow, but you're just trying to get guys up and going for the most part and see if we can get some flow and get some make sure guys are up to speed going into the game Saturday.
All right, and Mike Smith We received word yesterday, tendon injury, and Dave Tippett shed some light on not having the man who had a .923 save percentage last year, was the Oilers' number one goaltender at the start of the year. He's played six of the 34 games so far.
Well, he's a key guy on our team. You know, we're expecting the two guys to share the net, and you know, Schmidt's been banged up most of the year, but he, you know, he talked today about trying to play through it, but it's they want to give him at least a week off here, so hopefully it's a week and he can get back up and going again. But it's been a challenge with him out, that's for sure.
All right, so when Edmonton started the year 16-5, and some of you are bored with these details, save percentage, but we're going to get a quote on save percentage momentarily. The Oilers were 16-5. All three goaltenders were above a .914 or above save percentage at that time. Since then, and Edmonton hasn't played in over a week, but the Oilers 2-9-2 in their last 13 games, a stretch that saw them play 11 defensemen. So it's not all on the goaltender. It's a team game. That said, you know what? You can't have one guy at .877, one guy at .866, and the best of the three at .899 that spent most of his time in Bakersfield. Here's Dave Tippett on the team's poor save percentage lately.
I think it's on everybody's got to take responsibility in it. Everybody's a little bit. Like I think, you know, there's some things we think we've done better as a team, but there's still some areas we have to clean up. Our special teams, our penalty kill has dropped off fairly significantly. We're given a lot of first goals up in games that you end up chasing games. We went through December, I think we used 11 different defensemen. I mean, there's a lot of little factors that add up to the outcomes of games. And, you know, there's if you could put your finger on one thing, you could stop it, but it's more than one thing for us.
All right. And the Oilers also had Zach Hyman available. Again, for me, and he's gone quiet a bit offensively. He's played through haven't played again for 10 days, but shoulder challenges. He got drilled into the boards, and I think he probably came back a little bit. Let's just say he played through the injury. And Hyman had a perspective on the contrast between the hot start and the most recent results for the Oilers.
I mean, I think it's a little bit unorthodox. It's not common for a team to be as good as we were in the beginning and then go on the streak that we were on before the break. So I think for us, this is a good time to reset. And I think that we're a really confident group. We really like our team. We like the guys in the locker room. We think that, you know, we're a really strong team. And I think that, you know, hockey's so, everybody says it, but it's a fine line and fine margin of error. And just cleaning things up and making sure that you're doing the right things over and over again will lead to good, positive results for us.
And Hyman added an additional perspective on the Oilers learning a lot about their group amid these struggles.
We know what type of team we want to be. I think that 82-game season is a long season, and you find out a lot about your team along the way, and you can get caught up in the winning, and you can get caught up in the losing, and I think that, you know, somewhere in between is where your team is, and you want to build, and you want to peak at the right time, and I think for us, you know, when you go through a stretch like this and you go through adversity and you go through, you know, when things are hard, you find out, you know, what type of team you are. When you skate along and it's easy throughout the season and you face it later on in the season, you know, it's a little bit harder. So I think, you know, you can take positives from things when things are tough, and you can really find out what makes your team successful, what makes you win, and learn from it. And I think that, you know, that's what we need to do here.
All right, Zach Hyman, man, he is a well-spoken guy. It is currently 12:19 at Edmonton. The Oilers just putting out a note involving Alex Stalock. Reported, we've talked about this, I think, once or twice over the last week or so. Alex Stalock is going to end up in Bakersfield. He's just been placed on waivers. He's going to attempt to jumpstart his career. He played in the bubble here in August of 2020 for the Minnesota Wild. The Oilers claimed him on waivers after they lost Anton Forsberg. Forsberg, by the way, is Ottawa's backup to Matt Murray. Matt Murray is expected to start tomorrow. Forsberg's actually been pretty solid. Stalock had myocarditis, and he got it in January of 2020. And ultimately has been out the entire time. Speaking of myocarditis, I'm sure you probably saw this if you're a sports fan, but crappy news involving Alphonso Davies, Bayern Munich, mentioning presser that Davies is out. Short term is how they've described it with myocarditis. which lends itself into a whole other conversation on vaxxed versus unvaxxed, and that situation involving athletes. So hopefully it's a mild case, because Alphonso Davies is the ringmaster for Canada's surging soccer program that has dramatically risen up the charts and is on the precipice of perhaps making the World Cup in 2022. When we come back, NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, and you're already on.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
On the Ashley Fine Floors text line. It is currently 12:21 in Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. It is 12:23 in Edmonton. All right, we got a ton of texts already. This first text is picking up on what Shea Gannon was talking about on his show just before Oilers Now came on. Randy and Brooks has texted the show. Bob, says Randy and Brooks, I'm as center middle of the road as it gets. This is what Randy and Brooks says. The university's announcing extending their lockdowns pushes me over the top. If public schools can be back in, then for God's sakes, the universities can. Time for the government to tell them their funding will be axed if they don't get them back to in-class studies. I don't see that happening, Randy. And I can tell you that, you know, 35 years ago, you could make a strong argument that in several faculties, they leaned right. That is not the case, certainly in the humanities these days. And it's going to be online, man. That's the way it's going to work. Look, I went to the U of A. I love the U of A teams. It's a challenging world. And they've done some things that they gave somebody a couple of years ago an honorary degree, and then they lost a large percentage of their private donorship money to their institution. Decisions matter sometimes. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Come on, Stauffer. Goaltending wins hockey games. Kipper and Calgary, Markstrom, Price, Rask. They steal games, man. We need to sit Koskinen. He's a disgruntled goaltender. Who knows? He's gone and doesn't want to be here. Why play him? Run with Skinner forever. Well, I think you're going to see Skinner get the call. 780-496-0063. Matt says, Bob, everybody's been either vaccinated, infected, or both. Time to lift the restrictions. That one comes to us from Matt. Matt, another texter wants to know, Bob, any updates on Josh Archibald? Is he working out now, and are we expecting him to return to hockey this year? Listener from North Edmonton, thanks. Look, I like Josh Archibald as a player. I don't have that answer for you right now. I've endeavored a couple times to check in. I don't know if he's vaccinated. And if he's not vaccinated, I don't know if he's going to be able to play. It's just that simple. Bob, is there a chance for Carey Price? I would say the only chance would exist during the course of the offseason. I would keep an eye on the Montreal Canadiens. Jeff Gordon, that's going to be a pretty interesting situation there. I think you're going to see significant upheaval with that roster over the course of the summer. The Canadiens host the NHL draft. I could see them looking to get one, if not two, first-round picks. There's ways they could get them. One would be in a trade for Sherratt. Obviously, they could get a return on Price, too. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. And keep it coming. Bob, I am an Oilers fan, listening and living in Alabama. Come on! Are you serious? Yes, we are as passionate with our SEC football as Canadians are at hockey. I'm a Crimson Tide fan and dread the next year listening to Georgia fans brag about how they kept us from our 19th national title. Love the show. Listen each day. Roll Tide. That one comes to us from Chris F. Chris F., thank you for listening in Alabama. I've never been to Alabama. I've seen Alabama play two national championship finals. And they went 1-1 in those games. They'll be the favorite next year. Absolutely, they'll be the favorite next year. You can text us at 780-496-0063. One more here from Isaac. Hi, Isaac. How you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while. Says, my realistic fantasy lineup, I'd like to see Draisaitl with McDavid and Puljujärvi, Kane with Hopkins and Hyman, Cassian with McLeod and Fogel, line four, whoever else you want, goaltender Fleury or Price. Is there a salary cap on that group? I don't know. And everything's, you know, wherever Evander Kane ends up, everything's on hold until the NHL rules. And we'll get a little bit more insight on that. I don't know how much insight we'll get from Speck, maybe from Elliot Freeman. Just kidding, Speck. All right, into NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing Company branded apparel products and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Brendan Escott, what do you got?
Three games on the schedule tonight, none of them featuring Canadian teams, though, so don't miss the Oilers returning to the ice tomorrow. We've got it live at 8 o'clock on 6:30. Chad, the Senators in town. Connor McDavid heading to his fifth All-Star game. He'll captain the Pacific Division team. Leon Draisaitl making his third appearance, and you, the listener, have the chance to send Darnell Nurse as part of the NHL's Last Men In fan vote. Blackhawks defenseman Calvin DeHaan was fined $2,500 by the Department of Player Safety for a dangerous trip on Cole Caulfield, and Islander forward Ross Johnson has a hearing this afternoon for a check to the head. Hockey Canada tapping Claude Julien to serve as head coach of the men's Olympic team at the upcoming Beijing Games. Shane Doan will be the general manager of that group. Bakersfield Condors had tonight's game against Stockton postponed, so are they on hold for the short term?
They are.
Bob?
They're not practicing or anything. They had multiple positive cases, some of them which turned out to be false positives, but they're currently shut down.
And the Oil Kings get back into action tomorrow. Brandon Wheat Kings come to Rogers Place tomorrow for a 2 o'clock puck drop. And they'll also make up a previously postponed home game against Prince Albert on Tuesday the 18th.
I'm pulling double duty tomorrow. Cam and me are going to both games. Jack, we've got the call on last tomorrow night's game against Ottawa, but I'm going to be here for the Wheaties as well. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And we will head off to a global news weather traffic update, then bring aboard Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta. You're listening to Oilers Now. It's 1229 at Edmonton.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.